Hello, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me. I know that we are not scheduled to begin until this coming Sunday, Be'ezras Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Elul, but I wanted to take this opportunity to welcome each and every one of you to the Praying on Purpose WhatsApp group, podcast, wherever it is that you are listening or you will listen. I want to thank you because I had an idea, a vision of sorts, and I didn't really discuss with all that many people beforehand, but I had a hunch and a wish that there would be others who would be interested in sort of resetting and refocusing and trying to take advantage of that, which is a very auspicious and a very motivating time of year to focus on davening. Now, to be clear, my hope and my expectation, Be'ezras Hashem, is to continue these conversations well beyond the month of Elul and Tishrei, but it certainly is a great time to start. I want to begin by saying that which has been published in the various flyers and emails and WhatsApp messages that have gone out about this group, that we are dedicating our learning together as a zechus v'refuah shleima for Ilana Chana Bas Gila Breinla. We hope and pray that she has a refuah shleima b'soch sha'ar chole Yisrael. Over the past several days, since I announced this initiative, I've heard from several individuals, some of whom have actually taken the time to prepare some very, very thoughtful remarks regarding their appreciation, anticipation about this project. And at the same time, letting me know from the outset that there's quite a hill to climb over here, that many individuals, and I know that this is true about myself, but many individuals are expressing what feels at times to be a very, very frustrating experience. Individuals who are committed and devoted to serving Hashem to the best of their ability, but yet find davening to be something which is either not meaningful at all, or I suppose in many cases, not as meaningful as we feel it should be. It does not feel as if we are accomplishing all that we want to do. There's one individual in particular who I will not name, but I did ask permission to just read to you a couple of paragraphs of a lengthy email that he sent me. He said, "I was delighted when I saw your plan for the Tefillah Shiurim. Every Tefillah Shiur until now worked on the what, when and where, but rarely on the why. Learning the translation and selection of words is nice, but sounds more like a Torah shiur than an Aden Tefillah. Even if I had the patience to do a running translation of Hebrew to English, it would seem more like a school assignment than an Avodah Shebalev. Well said." He then writes, "I just turned 70, and I realized that most of my bucket list is moot due to change in my life. One of the few things still remaining is to understand the goal of Tefillah. I've spent 20,000 hours of my life in prayer, and I have no idea why. Thinking about this has become an obsession." And he writes, and here's why. And I'm just going to list several of the points that he makes. "Both of us agree that people who pray for things don't get them to any greater extent than those of us who don't. I remember coming to that conclusion as a teenager just by observing the world around us." Now, I will mention as a disclaimer that we're going to come back to that, and I'm not necessarily sure that I would agree 100% with that conclusion, but I absolutely will agree that that very often, more often than not, seems to be our impression. Number two, "Some people describe prayer as a conversation with Hashem. To me, a conversation always entails an exchange of information. There is nothing that I can offer an admission God, and he has yet to get back to me." Again, these are very real, raw expressions of desire on the part of an individual who is seeking to achieve a meaningful avodah b'shebelev, and knocking, so to speak, on God's door, waiting to hear an answer. So while I will absolutely validate and acknowledge that experience that he has, I'm going to hold off comment as to whether or not that's exactly how I think that I see tefillah. More importantly, how we should push ourselves to imagine tefillah in its greatest potential. The last point that I'll mention from him: some say that they have a need to spend time to be with Hashem and to find that in tefillah. Frankly, I don't think that I have that need and see prayer as something imposed on me rather than opportunity. And even if I did, I don't think that standardized tefillah would satisfy it. So these are just several of the points that I think many of us, I hope, think about from time to time. And to a certain extent, I hope it has contributed, at least for some of us, as to what has motivated us to come to this point and to study together. I was at a wedding last night and somebody joked with me in passing, I joined your Praying on Purpose group. It's good for me because all my life I've been praying by accident, which of course was cute and clever, But I was thinking about it for a while afterwards and how true that is. How many of us, unfortunately, sort of pray by accident, whatever exactly that means. But to pray on purpose, to pray with purpose, with focus, so that's something that really, really takes a tremendous amount of time, devotion, and attention. Chazal tell us the Iyun Tefillah, which is what we are doing together, exploring the depths of Tefillah, understanding Tefillah, not only the words of Tefillah, what it means, and how, and why, the when, and the where. So this is something which requires constant chizuk. This is something that we have to really, really pay attention to on an ongoing basis over the course of our lives. So I thank you very much for joining me. Again, this doesn't count as the first initial session, which is scheduled to begin Be'ezras Hashem this coming Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Elul. I encourage you to tell others to sign up if they have not yet done so, and to join our effort to come together, to learn together, to study together, and Be'ezras Hashem, to daven together as well. Thank you so much. Looking forward to speaking with you on Sunday.